Following the gusty and winter-like cold from yesterday, temperatures today have rebounded back close to 50 degrees. Combine that with some nice sunshine, and it really does feel quite pleasant across the area. It is a bit gusty. We've had a breeze kick up out of the south at times. That makes it feel just a few degrees cooler, but certainly there's a noticeable difference in the feel from yesterday to today. Cold air, though, is set to come back into the region. It will arrive later tonight, and especially during tomorrow, as a cold front works across the area. So while many of us have had clear skies through the day, we are seeing some clouds begin to come in, and clouds will continue to thicken up tonight. So it will turn cloudy overnight, and as that front draws closer, there's the chance for some rain and snow showers, mainly around and after midnight. So if you have evening plans, it should stay dry in that time frame. Later tonight, some rain and snow showers come through. We'll tend to favor snow showers across the higher elevations and rain showers in our valley locations. There might be some minor accumulations of snow across some of those areas that see those snow showers. Overnight lows will be generally in the 30s. Now, I mentioned that cold front coming through. There's also going to be a little storm that develops and rides up along the coast late tonight into tomorrow morning. It's going to largely miss our area, except for areas southeast of Albany. So the areas southeast of Albany, especially near the I-84 corridor and points to the south, have the best chance to see a steadier rain late tonight into tomorrow morning. So while the rest of us see some scattered rain and snow showers, there's some rain in the forecast for areas well southeast of the capital region. It's all going to clear out tomorrow, so we start off with some rain and snow showers around, some steadier rain well southeast of Albany. Then as we go through the day, we'll see the precipitation come to an end. Some drier air comes in on a gusty breeze. That'll clear the sky for tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures are likely to reach a maximum sometime during the morning, and then we'll tend to either level off or even lose a few degrees as we go through the day. So that's that cooler air coming back in. And it's cold on Thanksgiving Day with temperatures in the 30s, a bit gusty as well. So it'll be on the chilly side then, and we'll keep it on the chilly side heading into Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds with some scattered rain and snow showers, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain and snow showers during the morning, then increasing sunshine by afternoon, breezy and turning cooler, high 36 to 44. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, some scattered rain and snow showers, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with some morning rain and snow showers, then increasing sunshine by afternoon, breezy and turning cooler, high 36 to 44. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of rain late, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain during the morning, then some sun breaking out by afternoon, breezy, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, increasing clouds with some scattered rain and snow showers late, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain or snow showers during the morning, then sunshine by afternoon, breezy and turning cooler with highs in the lower 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny with highs in the 30s, and on Friday, partly sunny with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.